Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our third over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there getting it done. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers in the U.S. Post Office, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and back. And then again, we've got our suicide jockeys delivering the gas as well as the diesel, so everybody can keep on trucking. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have to offer. Now, back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Congress can do little to stop the Supreme Court from undoing Roe v. Wade, as a leaked draft of the SCOTUS ruling hints. Now, unless more Republicans join with the Democrats in voting to protect the abortion access, this is most certainly unlikely, because of the fact that Senator Chuckie Boy Schumer has vowed to bring an abortion bill up for a vote in the Senate, and he's not going to have the support unless he gets quite a few Republicans along, and that's just not going to happen. And so the incendiary issue will carry over to the campaign trail ahead of November's midterms, and here we go.
The Supreme Court pending draft decision changes nothing. It simply says that it is not a federal case. The U.S. Constitution makes no guarantees. Period. Yep. That's it.
Right.
It virtually people don't go to Washington, D.C. and get federal abortions.
Nope.
It changes absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It simply says the states, legislatures, and representatives of the people in state level make those decisions. Now, if people have to have an abortion, then if they have to have an abortion, then go to a state where you're allowed to do that. The Mississippi case, by the way,
mm-hmm.
bans abortion after 15 weeks. A pregnant mother, or they like to say a birthing person, can't figure out something in 15 weeks. Furthermore, after 15 weeks, there are key exceptions. The original Roe case, the ruling, was to be rare, abortions were to be rare, exceptional, meaning with exceptions to abort, and safe. We're not there today. We're not there today at all. It is used as contraception,
mm-hmm.
of which I might add, there are hundreds of various types of contraceptions. So this whole thing that you notice that the left has packaged this as women's health care.
Yeah.
Well, you have 15 weeks, people, to figure it out. And if there's a chance of an unwanted pregnancy, then why haven't you discussed the health care in order to prevent an unwanted pregnancy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's people who are raped. That happens like 0.1% of the time.
Yeah, that's all true. And, of course, it's amazing because...
Now, as far as legislation, look, for Congress to codify Roe versus Roe, it's going to be just as contentious and just as crazy and nasty as immigration. Okay? Those are two things that Congress will probably never, ever be able to resolve.
Yep.
So all it's going to do is just raise money. It's going to be a tool to raise money for candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it into their coffers.
Yep.
And the left is already fundraising off of the Supreme Court draft yesterday.
Yep. Now, GOP senators have introduced a bill to kill the DHS Disinformation Governance Board. I think it's dead on arrival, but we'll see.
It is. It's a gesture. You know, they should. But it's not going to go anywhere. They're not in power, so they're not in the majority, so it's not going to go anywhere.
By the way, real quick, the CDC has recommended to reinstate masks on planes and trains. I thought that
was... Well, interestingly enough, they had the correspondent dinner, night before last?
Yep.
Was it Sunday night or whatever it is?
Yep.
Several of them were tested positive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wonderful. Hold that thought. Okay. We'll be right back with more on Denise Simon 2 here on the Radidio. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. And, of course, Geico's been saving people money for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can check out your local Geico office or you can go on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and they'll help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about maybe you got a motorcycle or maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They can insure all of those, and they'll even help you, and this is how you will get a lower price all the way around. Bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance and or whatever else you have to insure, and watch and see how low your premium will go. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out today. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our friend up in Denver, Colorado, on the line. So let me go on over there. Good morning, Sunshine.
Hey, morning, Cap, and of course, morning, Denise. Yeah, that's why I love listening to Denise. Denise gets it. That's what, and me, I'm pro-choice. I've always been pro-choice. But Denise is right. Abortion, it's not meant to be used for birth control. You know, I mean, I have no problem with a woman having an abortion, but use some common sense. Be reasonable. But unfortunately, when it comes to abortion, it's just gone. It's gone cuckoo. It's gone totally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Denise is right. For some exceptions, maybe rape or incest, which is very rare. I mean, it happens, but it's very rare. And you know, there's going to be some exceptions to the rule in my state, in Colorado. Seattle, we have a broken down, dark side, dumb governor who just signed some legislation to make sure that abortion, if you want an abortion, Denise is right. If that state, whether it's Mississippi or some red state, wants to put restrictions on abortion, then you need to go to a state that has, here in my state, there are no restrictions on abortion, which makes the legislation that the governor of Colorado signed very extreme and definitely over the cliff. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, Denise is right. Abortion should be used only if the last thing you want to do is abortion. And Denise is right. Try to find a way to prevent abortions. There's many ways of there's many contraceptions out there. Mm-hmm. So I mean, Denise is absolutely right, and this abortion, and Denise is right about one thing. When it comes to abortion, and she's right when it comes to illegal immigration, Congress probably will never get a clue and really get to the root cause of it and solve this problem. But anyway, Denise, Cap, have a good morning, have a good night. I can go on and on, but you don't have that much time.
All right. Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay. And she was on a roll this morning.
Well, look, you know, I'm old, and there's some wisdom in age. I can't think of any woman today that if she doesn't want to get pregnant, she's not on some kind of contraception now.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a contraception that doesn't work, then there might be an issue, but I can tell you that you got these morning after pills too. I mean, it's like, give me a break. Women's health care, blah 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 blah. Next topic.
How about this one? The CIA director has met with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed to try to repair the Saudi ties. Has he done anything?
First of all, our CIA director, William Burns, is an idiot. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's an idiot. This is way out of his league. The second thing is that Biden, during the whole gasoline and the price of oil, calls up Saudi Arabia to say, hey, you need to pump more oil. Well, Saudi Arabia won't take his phone call.
Right.
Won't take his phone call. Now, why is that? Oh, well, it might be because they continue to blame Saudi Arabia for Adnan Khashoggi's death. And they're never going to let that go. They killed a journalist. The guy was not a journalist. Mm-hmm. I'll say that till, I am underground.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, Saudi Arabia has never gotten any support that it feels like it should have, and it should, for prosecuting the Houthi rebels and the war in Yemen. Okay? How many times do the Houthi rebels, which is an Iranian operation, have to keep sending missiles over into Saudi Arabia? Mm-hmm. So there's that one. Then, let's not forget that during the Trump administration, what happened? Well, we had all of these Abraham Accords. And they're trying to have a decent relationship and kind of reshape the Middle East with Israel. Oh, well, has the Biden administration done anything to support and continue to advocate for the Abraham Accords? No. Then there's the Iranian nuclear deal. Well, let me tell you something. Saudi Arabia probably hates Iran worse than any other country. And Saudi Arabia is not being consulted at all in these nuclear talks with Iran.
Hmm.
So would you take a phone call from Biden?
Of course not.
I wouldn't. So What is the kingdom done? Now, we have lots of reasons to be angry with the kingdom. I give you all that. But I will tell you that Saudi Arabia is finished with this policy that the United States has assumed under these Democrats. So Burns goes over there, and he's going to try and repair it. Repair it because Biden needs their gasoline, needs their oil. Give me a break. Next topic.
Well, how about fresh reports, again, that Vladimir Putin very shortly, perhaps by the end of this week, will be going under the knife for cancer surgery?
Okay.
Is that...
There seems to be some confirmation of that, and that he does what the United States does, and that is signing over power temporarily while he goes under the knife, air quote, and has to recover. So he apparently is going to his general of the SVR.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently suffers from, I think he has some kind of, I don't know, whatever, cancer. But he's gone back to his FSB, SVR chief. They're not really saying what kind of cancer that he has. But if he's been taking any kind of narcotics or drugs going into this, might be the reason everybody says he's behaving funky and his face is puffy. I don't know. But, you know, I read what people say. unconfirmed. So there it is.
All right. We're hearing that Ukraine may be winning the war from several different sources because it looks like Russia stalled down again where they're at. However, Russia wants to take the Donbas region and pretty much take that territory and put it into their little territory bank, if you will, and round out the area over there in the Ukraine to where they've got what they want to have, which is pretty much the oil and the gas producing areas and some of the industry over there too in those cities that are there. But they need more aid. The Ukrainians need more aid to be able to stabilize things. And I mean, how much aid are we going to give them?
Well, Captain, I mean, I hear what you say about the Donbass ring, but this has been going on since 2011.
Yeah.
And no one's done a blasted thing.
Nope.
So, I mean, it's not a new phenomenon.
Nope. All right. To be continued, I am sure, tomorrow. So have yourself a great day, and I'll see you later. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out, and you'll find out what it is that she's writing about. Sign up for her sit rep.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Two members of Congress visited Ukraine. Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana and Tim Walberg of Michigan visited the front lines in Kyiv. Walberg told Newsmax on Tuesday that Ukraine is winning the war against Russia.
And we believe, as we came away from that not only can Ukraine win this war, but they are winning it at present time. They are using the resources that the West, including the United States, has given to them. I'm certainly supportive of what the President Clinton is offering now an additional aid. And I just hope that he's willing to push his leadership to make it a bipartisan bill, to not load it with anything except what's for Ukraine.
A record-setting 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March, according to data released Tuesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In addition, the data showed 11.5 million jobs available. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more. And they're going to tell you about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. While you're over there, take a look at all the things they have to offer, and you'll see their two campuses that they have. One is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And, of course, they're also in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you're going to want to take the tour to find out what they're all about and see which campus you'd rather go to, the one in Clearwater, the one in Concord. So, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That's the number to call to set up an appointment and asked to take the tour. because during that tour, you'll find out what they're all about. You'll see how they're set up and what they're teaching. You'll get a chance to talk to students. You'll get a chance to talk to teachers. You'll also get a chance to talk to the money people who will be able to help you when it comes to your student loan or your veterans benefits, because veterans, of course, if you haven't used your educational benefits, you'll be able to just walk right in there and everything will be taken care of. But what you need to do is you need to get it done as soon as you can if you're interested in going. Classes every 4 or 5 weeks rotate, so there'll be a new one starting. So there you go. That's NAA.edu, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts campuses. Phone number to call for the appointment, 800-659-2080. Now, a released investigative report has now shed more light on a 2020 incident that saw a two-star Marine Corps general relieved of his command overseeing Marine forces in Europe and Africa. Now, it's because in a rant that the general had, he used the full N-word that led to his ouster from his European command post. Not the thing to do if you want to advance up the line. And he could very easily lose a star over this, too. And go back down to Brigadier. We'll see. Now, you heard me talking about this yesterday. And we talked about it at lunchtime, too, by the way, at Mission Barbecue with the guys yesterday. Captain Brent Galt, the commanding officer of the USS George Washington, told his crew that the off-site arrangement will end when the ship is 4 months away from leaving the yard. The sailors, hundreds of them, that had been living aboard the ship were moved off over the past couple of days. They've also had a number of people get sick. So maybe this will help that out. We'll see. And how well do the Army's new guns perform? Well, that's classified, but soldiers are going to be carrying more weight and less ammo. The new guns and ammunition the Army just married are expected to issue be issued to combat units within the next decade and will require soldiers to carry an even heavier load because of what's involved. By the way, the Marines, what's in store for them next? As in the Middle East, some of them are being pulled back out of the Middle East. The Commandant of the Marine Corps is taking a look at a smaller force in general and having to place them where they would do the most good in the shortest amount of time should something go wrong. Now, President Joe Biden visited a Javelin missile factory in Alabama yesterday. He toured a Lockheed Martin facility, which was tasked with the manufacturing of the Javelin anti-tank missiles that the U.S. has already provided with Ukraine and is almost legendary success right now, because they seem to be taking the tanks out, the Russian tanks, almost too easy. By the way, did you hear the reason why a lot of these tanks are blowing up the way they are, killing the crew of three on board? It's because the crew is sitting on top of the ammunition. The ammunition is directly below where the crew is sitting in the tank. Now, that makes it a little bit easier to hit, to aim for what you're trying to hit, which is why, if you've noticed, these ships that blow up, these boats that blow up, like the two patrol boats yesterday that were taken out by a Ukrainian drone, and now we're hearing about the tanks, the same thing. They're actually aiming for the ammo areas where they know where they're at. You hit them. And if they hit them, all bets are off. Now, the Aviano F-16s took over the Black Sea NATO air policing mission this week. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is steadily approaching its third month. And airmen from the Aviano Air Base in Italy are preparing to take over for Air Force fighter jets from the Spangledem Air Base, currently serving in the U.S. as a contingent in NATO, as the air policing officials in Romania are now running the show over there with what the aircraft is doing. Now, if you've ever seen up close and personal what this aircraft can do, it certainly is just downright amazing. Now, the four destroyers from Norfolk and Mayport that sailed east this winter as tensions between Russia and Ukraine mounted proved a couple of key points about the newly reestablished Norfolk Base Second Fleet, so said Vice Admiral Daniel Dwyer. And once again, the Navy's newly reactivated Second Fleet is proving its readiness in the North Atlantic. Because you never know when these submarines come out, where they're going to go. And there's a bunch of them out there in the high seas, for sure. By the way, Denmark and prospective NATO member Sweden say that Russia flew into their airspace again. Now, in recent days, a Russian spy plane violated the NATO airspace, prompting the Kremlin's ambassador to Denmark to be summoned over the incident, so said the top Danish diplomat. Now, not to be outdone in the Russian and Ukraine war, we're into day number 70. And this is just going to drag on some more. I don't see it ending anytime soon. We'll see. And we did hear about what we told you about yesterday over there in the Donbass area. All right. Hold that thought, everybody. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope the weather's good where you're at.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, which is here in Tampa, Florida. Now, they do business all around the country because of what they do for the people that they want to buy a car and they have it shipped to them, or they'll come down and pick it up, whatever the deal is. Maybe they do business down here in Florida. Maybe they come down for a month or two in the wintertime, whatever. But you want to check out Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's MossAcura.com, and find out why they are one of the leading car dealers here in the great Tampa Bay area. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
You know, the money out there, the business and the things that are going on, we're starting to hear that there might be a revamp of this virus of some sort, COVID. However, the COVID is not as bad as it was the last time around. People are just merely coming down with the sniffles or a cold, and some of these positive tests that they're getting actually happen to be somebody that's got the sniffles.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we kind of hoped would happen with COVID, was it would become, more of a flu type of a situation, and it seems even lighter than that. As people get used to the disease and they're able to fight it off to a greater degree. I mean, the actual test results are showing higher case count than it was a year ago, but with hospitalizations, some of the things are not nearly at those levels. So, you know, hopefully that trend continues. I mean, at some point in time, everybody's got to kind of have to wake up and say, okay, we're going to live with this and move on, because there's really nothing you can do.
Now, this is really weird. There's a record number of Americans that are quitting their jobs. At least they did so in March. And now we're finding out in April, just this past month, that there were two jobs for every worker that was out of work.
Yeah, again, this separates, you know, when they're talking about what's happening in the economy, possible recession, Fed raising rates, when they make comparisons to today's time, to the 1970s, it's a difficult comparison just based upon the fact that if you want a job, you can get one. Whatever you want. If you want to find something to do, you can go out and get a job. I mean, I look at these numbers, and I also see the amount of people that are quitting their jobs, and I'm kind of thrown off to some degree. I'm like, you know, how do these people survive? What do you do to, you know, to put food in your mouth if you're not going out and getting a job? But again, it shows the overall resilience of the American economy. The job openings number is just extraordinary. It really is. It still remains very, very high. Over 11 million jobs. And again, it's more than two jobs available for everyone looking for looking for work. It's, again, extraordinary.
Well, they must be working under the table, some of these people, do you think?
I would think that would be the case in some, but not all. Again, it's more difficult to do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a credit card. But again, I mean, you know, you've been around. I mean, you look at other slowdowns,
yep,
at other point in time, whether it be in the 70s, whether it might be in the early 80s, whether it be, you know, in 1992. You look at these periods of time and you're saying to yourself, well, geez, there was no jobs available. If you want a job, you can get one.
Now, Elon Musk, I guess, is looking to improve the bottom line over Twitter. He said yesterday that they might start charging a slight fee, whatever that would be, for commercial and government users of Twitter.
Interesting. You're going to have to monetize that company a little bit better than you had before. I don't see any problem with that. I don't know what he's going to, you know, strike up in regards to advertising. You know, he kind of made the point that people make the point, too, is that a lot of the tweets that go out there, the popular ones that everyone talks about, no one ever goes on Twitter to look at them. They're publicized elsewhere. You can find a way where you can charge businesses to get their message out in some way, shape, matter, or form, like they do on Facebook or other platforms, that'll bring some more money to the bottom line.
Now, we're hearing that the Airbnbs are setting records for bookings during the first quarter of this year, signaling a travel rebound. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, I am. I think that in many areas of the country and around the world, it's a major travel rebound. I mean, people kind of, had a lot of their vacations put on, put on the back burner because of all the COVID stuff, and they want to get out and about, and I don't blame them. So, again, hopefully that trend continues, and the travel and leisure part of our economy will do well over the next couple of years.
Now, I haven't looked today, but stocks yesterday edged a little bit higher on the Wall Street ahead of what was going to be a Fed rate decision. I didn't hear if they decided to raise the rates or what was going on.
They're going to make their decision today. It's kind of baked into the sauce already. This is the fact that they're going to raise by 50 basis points. I'm almost hoping that they do a little bit more of a shock and awe and go to 75 basis points. I think it would be kind of healthy, quite frankly, and then kind of maybe step back from there. We shall see. The markets have sold off a great deal, and a lot of this could be short covering moving forward. All eyes are going to be on the Fed today. But even if the Fed raises 50, 75 basis points, overall, rates are still very, very low.
Now, I heard a rumor that you had already booked a room on the Pioneer Station coming up in 2025. Is that true?
open space.
Yeah, the space hotel.
Not my bag. I'm just not interested in doing that at all. I think I'd rather book a hotel down on St. Petersburg Beach or downtown Tampa or Sarasota. Quite frankly, it's not my thing.
Yeah, I'd be a little skeptical of that right off the bat, especially the first couple of people that were up there. They're going to put 28 people at a time in the space hotel.
Whatever. I mean, whatever floats your boat, to each his own. It's not my thing.
Now, Elon Musk is saying that he may take Twitter and make it public again. He apparently is out there looking for more investors to go along with the money that he's already got ready to go, $21 million in cash to buy the company, plus all the different stock options and all that he was going to give some folks. But now he's looking to bring in investors so that he doesn't have to give up quite as much stock in Tesla is what he's talking about.
Well, this is what's known as a classic leverage buyout. I mean, this happens quite often throughout history, where somebody will come in and they'll take a company private, rework the company, make it more profitable, make the numbers obviously better, then take the company public down the road and make money off that. The classic thing is called a leverage buyout, and that's what I expected out of this.
Okay. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, some good news. The strength of inflation pressure is still gripping the U.S. economy. However, we find out that the orders for U.S. manufactured goods rose a sharp 2.2% in April, and that jump in orders was much higher than was expected. The economists had only forecast about a 1% increase.
The economy is kind of holding its own to some degree. Like yesterday, you had AMD's numbers come out. They were very strong to chip manufacturer. So overall, I mean, considering all of the headwinds that we're having, we seem to be holding up okay.
Well, I hope it stays that way because we could use a little break, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And finally, the Ukraine grain and other ag products are being targeted in the war. They've got a ship blockade up, so Ukraine can't load any ships and send the grain out on the high seas to be delivered.
Yeah, again, we're going to see what's going to happen with this. We're going to talk about food inflation moving forward and what's going to happen in certain areas of the world. Yeah.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and see what he has to offer. I'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.